This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As advertised, this is the Good Days American Family Farmer on the air every week at this time with a focus on the dairy industry, on the cattle industry, on produce. We don't talk very often about horses, and I am close to somebody who is a horse person. I have on my farm a stable where there are five really nice horses in a boarding situation. There are a lot of people who have ponies as pets, have horses as sort of pets. The single family that maybe has a horse, an old plug that somebody rides. So I thought it was time for us to spend a little time on a certain aspect of this type of farming, because having horses, taking care of horses, is an aspect of farming. A lot of people have boarding stables around the country, and it does that business does quite well, depending on the clientele. Joining us now is Sharon Caswell, who's the founder and CEO of Pony Up Technologies. She's owned a horse all of her life, has two horses now, rides as often as possible, wide range of experience in telecommunications, has a business that has nothing to do with horses, or maybe it does. Let's find out. Sharon, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Good morning.
How did you first find the first horse that you loved?
I've had horses all my life, but I would say probably the first one I loved, a friend actually gave it to me when I was 12 years old, and that was the first horse I was really connected to.
Why did you find the connection? What was going on in your life that made it easy for you to connect with this horse?
It was a great mode of transportation. I could get to friends' houses. You know, we would go across the pastures, because I'm from Vermont, so I'm from a big dairy state.
Yep.
So we'd go across pastures and go to friends' houses and camp out on horseback, and it gave me a lot of freedom when I was 12.
Isn't it interesting? I have I've been around cows all my life, and it started when I was actually younger. You said your experience started when you were 12, and somebody who's very close to me has been around horses for as long as I've been around cows, and we both went, in a sense, as a result of having a void in our lives, and it became something for us to become passionate about. The passion that I have for my cows, that she has for her horses, is a result of other things that went on with human experiences in our lives. And that's why I probed as much as you did, because I think a lot of people, when they first get involved with animals, get serious with animals, it is, as this is just an observation, but my observation is that they become passionate about animals because they can't be passionate about people, or people won't let them be passionate. You know what I mean? The exchange, the energy that we exchange with, I could say that about not only some of the cows that I've owned, but certainly about the last dog that I had, more a part of my life than almost anything else. And people get that way about horses. This lady in my life is it's maybe the most passionate thing in her life, is these horses and taking care of them and being with them.
Yeah, I would say that probably the two things I'm most passionate about would be technology and horses.
Mm-hmm. How do you put them together in your life?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story how it all started. I've been an engineer all my life and worked in telecommunications mostly. And I was working for a company that had very advanced technology. And at that time, there was a little girl in Benbrook, Texas, who was out riding with her dad. And he popped a top on a can of Coke. It spooked her horse. Her horse dragged her for a mile and a half, and she died as a result. And when I read about it, I thought, you know, we should be able to use technology to prevent something like that from happening. But what you need to see is you need to see all the horse's vitals ramp in real time. And I started looking for a technology that would do that, and I ended up finding a company that was developing it for the military. I called them up and I said, you know, I'd like to use your technology on horses, and thinking that all I would hear is dead silence at the other end of the line.
Mm-hmm.
And the person said, I get that. I have horses. And the rest is history. We started communicating, and the product, of course, doesn't prevent a horse from bolting. It does much more than that, but you have the capability to do that.
I get concerned. I'm not a big horse fan, because when I was a kid, I got hurt a couple of times by horses. Once I got kicked in the chest by a horse, and that was no pleasure. And then I got kind of knocked out. I was in a pasture getting a horse to bring back into the barn, and one of the things you just described, something happened, somebody went by and beeped a horn. I mean, I remember, like, I was probably 14 years old. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was across the street from my house getting this horse to go back to the barn, which was the farm was across the street. And as the car went by and beeped the horn, the horse reared up. And I wasn't used to or close enough to the reality of knowing how to hold on to a horse at that age. So there was no lead. I was holding on to the halter. And as the horse reared up, I lost grip and I fell to the ground, hit my head on a rock, and I was out for a few minutes.
Oh, wow.
And so it sort of kept me from getting too close. And it wasn't the horse's fault by any stretch. I mean, sometimes the horse, like cows, you got mean-spirited cows, you got mean-spirited dogs. More often than not, it's because of the people that they're around that they get that way. But, you know, you just have to be careful. And so when I put some of the stories I'm reading on your website and some of the things you're just talking about together with my experience with my friend, who does hunter jumpers, and rides frequently in competition. And a couple of weeks ago, the horse that she had stumbled, and she rolled off the horse. Because of her experience, she rolled the right way, so she didn't get hurt by the horse. But in the same time frame, in Saugerties, New York, I think it was last week or the week before, a youngster was riding a horse. The horse did the same thing, misjudged the jump, and missed it, and fell over. And this girl wasn't that experienced. The horse rolled over on her, and she's dead.
Yeah,
so
no, it happens more frequently.
Well, it's dangerous.
People know. It's very dangerous.
They're big animals, and this is dangerous. So that's not necessarily the focus of what you're doing with this technology. You know, just some stories. Well, now we're telling horse stories. But the point of the American Family Farmer is to present problems that are of an agricultural nature that would likely befall somebody who's running an American family farm, and then offer solutions, fixing the problem. So the idea of these pony-up technologies and how to take care of horses better, that's the reason for having this conversation. I think you'd be intrigued as to how these technologies, if you have horses, can be used to manage the health of your horse, the conditioning of your horse. That's the objective here in the conversation. 15 past the hour. Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
It's been the greatest season ever of America's Got Talent.
Amazing. Incredible.
Tonight on the finale, it will all come down to one decision.
A star is being born.
Then Her mystery captivated America. A body tattooed, a mind erased.
People who did this to me need to be stopped.
TV's number one new drama, Blindspot, moves to Wednesday with a stunning season premiere. Tonight, after the live finale of America's Got Talent on NBC.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen. Ends 10/29/16. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Hi, it's 18 past the hour, American Family Farmer, an hour from Good Day that each week backs up what our American family farmers are doing, how we can make circumstances for farming better in our country. And we have Sharon Caswell with us, who's the founder of Pony Up Technologies. She has horses. She's been around horses. She also is a logistic software person, so she's used that to come up with ways to make life better for horses and the people who love them. I can tell you that the lady who I'm talking about in my life, who has these horses, has chiropractic care for them. They get massages. They have acupuncture, the same sorts of things that those of us who try to take care of us, we do that to ourselves or for ourselves. I've done it for my cows. I've certainly done it for my dogs. And so is it unusual for people to do this for their horses, or do you do it, in fact, with your horses?
I do. Actually, I've got one horse that's a performance horse. She's a show horse, and she gets super care, and she performs really well.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, absolutely. But the interesting thing is the device that I've developed can actually show the benefits of using chiropractic and acupuncture.
Really? Is this something that one buys and you use continually to help keep the horse in fine shape? Or is it something you have to hire somebody to do? Let's talk about how this works. We're going to have to pause in a moment for a couple of more words, but I want to get into how this actually works.
Okay.
And in that sense, there are two different things that I see here on your website. If you go to ponyuptechnologies.com, ponyuptechnologies.com, you'll see the vet check, which is part of the monitoring system, it looks like. And then it's called, is it Galaxia? Is that how you pronounce it?
Galaxia for horses.
Galaxia for horses. Okay. So that's a compound. Looks like it's good. So we'll help you sell some of your product. How's that for a deal?
I love it.
Yeah, why not, right? Sharon Caswell with Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. Thank you.
cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're at 23 after the hour now, an unusual way to approach a problem that people have who are in the horse business, owning horses, boarding horses, taking care of horses. As something, as I said when we started here, I don't spend a lot of time around, even though I'm very familiar with it. I'm not allowed to get too close to the horses that belong to my pal, but I certainly know of which she spends hours every day with these animals, taking care of them, making sure they are cared for well. And I think that's an important thing for all animals. That's where my stripes are, taking care of all animals, large and small, that need to have the attention. Why shouldn't they get the same, why shouldn't they be afforded the same care as a human being? My dog, just as an aside, Sharon Caswell is here from Pony Up Technologies. I had an English bulldog lived to be just shy of 15 years old. They don't live that long in normal circumstances by a long shot. 8 or 10 years is about what they live. But she was part of me. And so she got all of the love and attention that she possibly could. And I've seen this with my friends' horses. They live, you know, eons. They go to these retirement farms and they live and they're taken care of well, so they live, they go on almost forever. I've done that. I had a bovine sanctuary on my dairy farm and did the same thing because it was something of value. A lot of times what happens with horses and cows, especially, they become commodities. Haven't you noticed that? You know, that people just treat them as if they were a number. They're like a truck or a tractor on a farm. Okay, so we got X number of cows and X number of horses, and what are they worth?
No, that's absolutely true. You know, when they're in large numbers like that, they are commodities. In fact, where I am right now, I'm at the Lexington Keeneland yearling sales. And talk about commodities. I watched a horse sell for $1.9 million yesterday.
Good God. What kind of a horse? What's it going to do?
Oh, these are all thoroughbreds that are going to be going on the track.
Yeah, and I have one of the horses that's here on my farm in the stable is a retired horse from a track, has won over $1 million in her career. And I said to the lady who owns her, what did she get for that? Lots of good hay and grain.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so they are commodities that way. They just are used to make money, in a sense. All right, so let's talk about some of these products that you have, starting with Vet Check. And we spread this out a little bit. What do we do with VetCheck?
VetCheck is a wireless, remote, non-invasive device that goes in a wrap boot on a horse's front leg. It can be either front leg. And inside the boot, there's a bladder that sits on the distal artery. And it picks up the pulse wave and sends it to a sensor in the device. And the sensor breaks it down into all its components, and then it reports continuous central blood pressure, arterial blood pressure, respiration, and cardiac function, and it's complete cardiac function. So this device is actually giving you the same kind of information that you would get from an invasive arterial catheter in surgery. There is no other way to get accurate blood pressure readings on horses. There's the arterial catheter, and there's a VetCheck, and everything else doesn't work.
Why do we need to know the blood pressure of a horse?
For the same reason you need to know it for humans, that it is one of the indicators of health, of well-being, that it indicates pain. When you have elevated respiration, heart rate, and blood pressure, your body's in pain. If you take any kind of medication to reduce the pain, you'll actually see those indicators going down. So this tool is really good for pain management. It's really good for indicating pain. It gives diagnostic quality data. So right now, our target is veterinarians. They do a lot of surgeries. It's a device that can be used in surgery.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now, 34 minutes after the hour, this is the American Family Farmer, a production of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we have Sharon Caswo with us, the founder of Pony Up Technologies. You can go to their website. I intend to procure this vet check for my friend so she can use it as a diagnostician or a diagnosis. What's the best? It's a diagnostic tool, I guess, that can be used monitoring how your horse's health is. What are some of the most common health problems that you've had with your horses, Sharon, or the people that, again, I don't think a lot of people know, maybe the average. This program is for family farmers, for farm families that have farm businesses, and for locavores that use the farm family product. So I don't know that locavores, although I would guess that a lot of locavores have horses and keep them bored, and they don't know. A lot of people have horses, they don't know much about horses.
Absolutely.
I remember as a kid on the farm, we had both cows and horses, and there was a product developed for heaves on this farm by a woman with the guy that ran the farm, and this was back in the 50s. I never knew what it was, and I've actually not heard him talked about much. Is that something that still is a problem with horses, or has
I don't have any idea what that is.
Yeah, it was something to do with dryness and the lungs of the horse, and some sort of mold getting into the lungs, that kind of stuff. There was a special feed that was developed to kind of clear it out. I don't know if it's still a problem or not. I should probably ask the authority that I have in my proximity. All right, so what is there then that is most problematic that this vet check helps? What are the average things that cause horses to be physically impaired?
Well, there's a couple of general things that happen with the greatest frequency. One is laminitis, which is a disease of the foot. And the other one is colic. And colic is a real general term. Basically, what happens is it could be anything from a stomach ache, basically. You know, the horse has eaten something and it's disagreed with them, and they get a stomach ache, to having a twisted intestine that's life-threatening. So it's pretty common to have insurance for colic surgery. They do surgery on these horses who have twisted their intestines, and that's a really, really good use for the device, because when they send those horses home after the surgery, a lot, like you were saying, a lot of people don't know what to look for, and this device actually does all the monitoring for you. So it'll give you all the information you know you need to make sure that your horse is not in pain, that you're not experiencing any negative effects from the pharmaceuticals that you're using.
All right. So then using the vet check requires a different kind or an additional sort of, maybe requires isn't the right word, but you have something that goes with vet check called Vet Check Cloud. That seems to be a place, if I know, understand the cloud, it's a place where you store the information. Is it that simple?
Well, you store it and retrieve it. So we have a VetCheck Cloud application, and you can retrieve the information in readable format on your phone, on your laptop, on a tablet, from anywhere on the planet as long as you have internet connectivity.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's one aspect. Now, there are other things that you have. This Galixa, I've got to pronounce that correctly, that is something that you have developed as a result of what you have retrieved informationally, the things that ail the horse that you find with VetCheck. Can I draw that conclusion?
There's a story behind this. In fact, if you go on my website, one of the pictures of the there's a bay horse on there that has sarcoids around her eye, and sarcoids are non-malignant tumors that can be very invasive. They can do a lot of damage. They can be very painful. And I went looking for something that would clear up the sarcoids. I don't believe you can ever cure sarcoids, but I do believe that you can eliminate the symptoms. And my horse was in a study at Texas A&M that was working on finding, you know, some relief for sarcoids. And then I found a company that had actually compounded the same kind of thing that they were using at Texas A&M, and I just licensed it and rebranded it, and we've been using it. I use it all the time on my horse, but I've been selling that product now.
Yeah, why not?
So it's pretty specifically for sarcoids. I know, and it's caused by the bovine papillomavirus.
So bovine affects equine. Do they have to be in proximity? Do they get it from being in a field with one another? Is it that simple?
No, it's normally passed by flies. I'm assuming that that it's, you know, it's another one of the diseases that's passed by flies.
Well, there are a lot of things to keep in mind, it seems to me, and one of the things that comes out of these sorts of conversations is a warning, a nice warning for people. If you think you know, just go get a horse and you'll ride him and it'll be easy to take care of him, not so fast, right?
It's that's why there has to be passion involved. I mean, when you love your animals, you don't think of it as anything excessive. You know, it's just a routine that you get into.
All right, I just had my pal just sent me a note about heaves. It's a respiratory illness that's like what humans have with COPD, things that are caused by a lot of dust and that sort of thing, or people smoking, but horses don't smoke, but they can be, I remember it now. And I knew, I sort of remembered it was something that was related to dust. So that's something else that you got to be aware of. And it can be pretty expensive to take care of these animals, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It can be extraordinarily expensive.
Just A little word to the wise is efficient. Conversation with Sharon Caswell. We're talking about horse ownership, taking care of horses, how to better take care of horses, that sort of thing. She's the person who's responsible for Pony Up Technologies. And we continue our conversation in a moment here on this week's Good Day American Family Farmer.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. It's officially fall, and football fans are prepping for a season of game day entertaining. Here's a winning recipe sure to impress your guests.
In our home, it's not game day without Mississippi pimento cheese. Just mix a pack of cream cheese, 2 cups of cheddar, and 1/3 cup of mayo with a jar of pimentos, garlic powder, and cayenne. The cheese is great with crackers, but no matter what, it'll be gone by the end of the game.
To stack up on ingredients, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale clubs, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. With those rewards, there's always plenty of pimento cheese to go around in our home.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdie.
It's been the greatest season ever of America's Got Talent.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Tonight on the finale, it will all come down to one decision by...
A star is being born.
Then, her mystery captivated America. A body tattooed, a mind erased.
People who did this to me need to be stopped.
TV's number one new drama, Blindspot, moves to Wednesday with a stunning season premiere. Tonight, after the live finale of America's Got Talent on NBC.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, 46 after the hour, American Family Farmer time. I'm Doug Steffen with Sharon Caswell for a few more minutes, the founder and CEO of Pony Up Technologies. We've been describing how to use these. We've been talking a lot about horses, the different, I mean, there's so many different things. I find with people who come to the dairy farm, Sharon, you know, they think a cow is a cow is a cow is a cow. And I think the same could be said for horses. There are so many different types of riding, so many different types of competition, so many different types of breeds that the horse can be used for this, that, or the other thing. Holsteins give a lot of milk. Jerseys give quality milk. I'm sure that there's, I don't know the difference between I'm reaching because I'm thinking of some conversations I've had with my friend about the horses, the warm bloods versus thoroughbreds, that kind of stuff. And just somebody that I've wanted to for the years I've known her, just have an old plug to go riding around with her. I don't think she thinks that's much of a challenge. It sounds very interesting, so it hasn't been done. But I know, I used to ride a little bit, and if I had an old, just simple horse that you can go for rides in the woods, we have trails like jillions of acres around here. And I think that's where people mostly want to use a horse, or at least that's in the world that I'm from. That's something that's kind of fun. But with each different breed and size and age comes different problems, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
And so I guess that I'm interested now as we look at the kinds of things that happen to horses. This vet check that we've talked about is available at your website, ponyuptechnologies.com. It sounded almost like it was too good to be true, like it could help you figure out everything that was going on in the horse.
Well, what it does is it gives you information that how I would use this device if I were, you know, a horse owner. I would put it on horses at night and get a baseline reading. And then anytime your horse seemed off for any reason, I would put it on and see how far from the baseline they were. Then I would give that information to a vet to make a diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that we all have to encounter and think about when it comes to our animals, whether horses, cows, or any animals around the farm, or any animals at all, are the things that are common to them. We have seen, because it's been so dry here in the Northeast, you've been in Vermont, you're luckier because they've had some good moisture, good rain up there this summer, but where I've been, it has been a drought. And as a result, the flies have been horrible. And you see some of these flies and what they do, they can startle the animals as much as anything else. How have you gotten, how do you take care of that sort of a problem with horses?
That's a real difficult one. We have fly predators that we use. So all the
wasps and things like that. You put wasps.
Can actually buy fly predators, and they actually, I guess, bore into the fly eggs.
Yes, wasps do that. We've done that on my farm. You get them, and you lay the larvae around out in the manure pile or someplace where the animals congregate, and they just eat the egg. It's pretty gross, but it seems to work pretty well.
But so. I did want to tell you that we've used this device on cattle also.
Have you?
I've used it on dairy cows at the University of Kentucky, and I have a lot of interest from the dairy industry and from the beef cattle industry. I know they ship a lot of herds on cargo ships.
Yeah, they do.
And they would like to put one of these devices on every cow on a cargo ship.
Monitor.
To make sure that they don't have any cow that gets sick and infects the entire herd.
All right. Well, I intend to get one for our usage. Sharon, thank you. Sharon Caswell, check out ponyuptechnologies.com. This is the American Family Farmer. Thanks, Stefan, on the American Family Farmer with an overview of what it's like to be a farm wife. Many times we talk about problems on this program, how to solve them for the American Family Farmer. I think more in this business than any other business I've been associated with, the wives are as important a cog as the husbands. And a lot of you might not think that because women are doing a lot of the work. Well, more and more women are doing a lot of the work, the physical work, because women are bigger and stronger these days. Anyway, especially if you come from life on the farm, you're going to be ready for life on the farm. But it isn't just milking the cows or growing the crops or working on equipment, that sort of thing. Many farm wives not only work outside, but they work inside. This is something, and if you got a store on your farm, it's even one more dimension of what's going on with a farm wife. I was looking at the story of a farm wife from Rhode Island and how she takes care of the things that nobody else on the farm wants to take care of, like the chickens and the rooster. And it just is a funny, that's what got my attention, got me started thinking about how farm wives really do everything on the farm. I don't know of any men. I know of my friend who does the truck farming up the street from me on my farm. He's got chickens, and he never takes care of his wife does. His wife, as a matter of fact, takes care of all the flowers that they grow on the farm. She takes care of a lot of the infrastructure in the building, customers, that sort of thing. So I think what I wanted to do here was think about farm wives and give them a tip of the hat, some acknowledgement, because more often than not, the average person thinks of farmers as men. Farmers are men and women. And by the way, in the world I grew up in, it was always that way. Food for thought from the American Family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
And now, on the American Family Farmer, this comment. Actually, I have a couple of different, call these stories or comments. The first has to do with the Bayer-Monsanto deal that was announced this week for Bayer to take over Monsanto for $66 billion, a merger of sorts. This is, and all the farm groups that I belong to already are all over the place. Focusing on the con job that is consolidation. For example, the fellow that runs the National Farmers Union, Roger Johnson, said consolidation of this magnitude can't be the standard for agriculture, nor should we allow it to determine the landscape for our future. The merger between Bayer and Monsanto marks the fifth major deal in agriculture in the past year, preceded by an approval of the Syngenta ChemChina acquisition, where the Chinese bought this company, and now the proposed mergers between Dow and DuPont and John Deere and Precision Planting. For the last several days, our family farm and ranch members have been on Capitol Hill asking Congress to conduct hearings to review the staggering amount of pending merger deals in agriculture and how it will affect the American family farmer. I will tell you as an observer, and I'm not a passive observer, I have gone to Washington with the National Farmers Union to lobby congressmen and senators because of bills like this. This is a disaster, not only for the farmer, but for the American consumer. And it isn't even just the American consumer. It's the consumer of food all around the world. And these people, in my estimation, a lot of my farmer friends who have large farms like Monsanto because it allows them to grow more food to feed more people. And there's an argument there. But what's the quality? What's the substance? What are we growing really here? What are we doing? You've seen the research, as I have, about what some of the things that Monsanto makes, produces, have done to human beings in terms of heart disease and cancer and other things. So I don't want to look beyond that. I don't know as much about Bayer as I do about Monsanto. I know that I've used their products myself. I'm not just talking about aspirin. I'm talking about other agricultural products. And frankly, they've been an advertiser, as has Monsanto, on my program. Bayer has been a larger advertiser on my program. But that doesn't take away from my feelings that this is just bad. Consolidation in business, no matter what. Look at the airline industry. It's bad. Service sucks. The airlines are terribly run, and they don't care. And that is what's going to happen here. It happens wherever, as Roger points out, wherever there's big corporate merger, the consumer, even though they'll tell the government, and if the government is stupid enough to believe it, or want to believe it, or say they believe it, it's going to make everything better. Prices will go down, service will go up, and things will be rosier for everybody. We all know what a load of horse manure that is. So in this circumstance, if you feel strongly, as I do, I'm going to get to my congressmen, senators, and tell them I just think this is absolutely anathema, as I have said about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Any of these things that affect the American family farmer and his or her livelihood, let's think about it and not do it. Okay? So that, along with an observation, I saw a story about a woman who runs a commercial farm in a residential development in New York, in among apartment complexes, where there are lots of pools, the kinds of things that you see in urban areas. There's an organic farm located in the courtyard of two big rental complexes. The farmer in residence is Zaro Bates, 26 years old, from Brooklyn, running this 4,500-square-foot commercial farm built above a parking garage. This is a cool thing. They have an apiary there, and they have vegetables. They have a CSA for people in New York City, and they have people that work for them that help out. They pay them $15,000-$20,000 a year, plus a free living space, plus all the food they can eat. And so with that sort of business model, how many more of these things do you think will show up in New York or Chicago or Atlanta or Los Angeles or any place? I think this is a fabulous idea. And congratulations to Ms. Bates and her husband. Doing this takes a lot of starch, a lot of energy, a lot of chutzpah, marketing, you name it. But isn't it neat to see this as an alternative for people who live in the city to get really fresh local fruits and vegetables? Congratulations to you, Ms. Bates. Here's a word of inspiration from Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer at 59 after the hour.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.